I'm Ella, and I'm 7 years old, and you are listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Miss Ella. Good morning, kids commuters. We continue with Rossini overtures this week. Again, we're talking about our friend Gioachino Rossini and overtures, which are like an introduction to an opera, for instance, something you're about to hear before the opera comes. Today, we're going to hear a really fun one to La Cenerentola, that is otherwise known as Cinderella, from 1816. Now, Rossini had to do his own take on Cinderella because his opera company could not afford the special effects for magic tricks, things like fairy godmothers and glass coaches and pumpkins and all of that kind of thing. So he changed the story a little bit so that it did not have any magic in it, but everything still happened. And something really lovely about this is that Cinderella is a wonderful person in this version of the opera. And by the end, you know, in the traditional story, everybody kind of gets in trouble. Maybe the stepsisters get punished a little, or the stepmother does. But in this instance, nobody does. Cinderella just wants everybody to be friends at the end, and she is not happy until everyone in her family, her stepsisters and her stepfather in this instance, have a happy ever after. The overture to La Cenerentola, Charles Dutoit leads the Montreal Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you.
Charles Dutoit led the Montreal Symphony Orchestra performing the overture to La Cenerentola, Cinderella, by our friend Gioacchino Rossini. Hope you enjoyed that and have a wonderful day today. I hope everything that happens ends in a happily ever after for you and you get along with everybody like Cinderella did. Tomorrow we will hear arguably Rossini's most famous overture. So we'll see you here tomorrow for the Kids Commute. Hasta mañana.